New moves in a growing trade battle.
China tariffs coming today.
Riders thrown from a roller coaster.
They were just screaming, don't move, don't move.
Criticism and fallout at the FBI.
There's some sobering lessons in there, and we're going to act on those lessons.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The next move in this country's escalating trade battle with China is expected today, and it's likely to touch off sharp retaliation from Beijing. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us now with more.
Today's the deadline set by the Trump administration to fulfill the promises the president has made to get back at China for its theft of U.S. technology and intellectual property. Mr. Trump huddled with his top trade advisors for 90 minutes yesterday, going over the final list of hundreds of Chinese-made products due to be hit with the new tariffs. Reports say the total number of imported goods affected could amount to anywhere between $35 and $55 billion. In Beijing today, China's foreign ministry vowed to undertake retaliatory measures which would make it harder to sell American-made products in China. All this is a backdrop to the president's efforts to strike a new trade deal with China. There is stiff bipartisan opposition in Congress to his plan to allow the Chinese tech firm ZTE to get off with a $1 billion fine. Steve?
Well, the man considered responsible for ordering the 2012 attack that nearly killed Malala Yousafzai has been killed in a U.S. drone strike. She's the advocate for girls' education who won the Nobel Peace Prize. CBS's Cammy McCormick says the information on the Taliban chief in Pakistan comes from Afghanistan's defense ministry.
The U.S. military isn't commenting on the report Mullah Fazlullah was killed. It said in a statement only that a U.S. counterterrorism strike was carried out Thursday near the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and it targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization.
A scary situation last night on a Daytona Beach roller coaster. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez says six people were hospitalized after something went wrong.
Screams from both eyewitnesses and victims can be heard as panicked onlookers watched riders of this derailed Florida roller coaster plead for help. People can be seen rushing to the aid of riders, some helplessly dangling from the coaster's cars.
There was 10 riders on this chain of three cars, two of which fell out of the front car to the ground from approximately a 34-foot height. The other two were dangling from the front car.
We just hear a big loud boom, and we just take off running.
Everybody started screaming, and we ran over there and saw the cart dangling.
Investigators will be looking at maintenance records as well as several different factors out here as they try to narrow down an exact cause.
President Trump sounding off on Twitter this morning after the release of an inspector general's report critical of the FBI director he fired, James Comey, and his handling of the Clinton email investigation. CBS's Jeff Pegues says there's been reaction from the current FBI chief.
The report does identify errors of judgment, violations of, or even disregard for policy.
In a rare news conference, FBI Director Christopher Wray acknowledged that mistakes were made during the 2016 election, but noted no evidence of political bias tainted the Hillary Clinton investigation.
Nothing in this report impugns the integrity of our workforce as a whole.
But the report does heavily criticize former Director James Comey for not speaking directly with the Attorney General about the Clinton email investigation.
The government plans to open a temporary shelter in El Paso for immigrant children who've been separated from their parents. Other facilities are too full. CBS's Paula Reed on a policy that's under fire.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions defended the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for families illegally crossing the border by citing scripture.
Romans 13, to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes.
The policy has reportedly left more than 1,000 children separated from their detained parents.
It's not as if we just want to see if we can be mean to children.
But there is no law that requires the separation of families.
Good afternoon.
We asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders why the administration changed the way it handles illegal immigration cases.
The laws are the ones that have been on the books for over a decade, and the president is enforcing them.
House Speaker Paul Ryan called on Congress to act.
We don't want kids to be separated from their parents.
President Trump's longtime personal attorney has made a court move to try to stop Stormy Daniels' lawyer from speaking publicly about the ongoing case. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Michael Cohen, former personal lawyer for the president, has gone to court in California seeking a gag order against Michael Avenatti. to stop speaking publicly about the lawsuit he filed on behalf of Daniels. Cohen contends that Avenatti has a seemingly unquenchable thirst for publicity and is a threat to his right to a fair trial. Avenatti recently on with Stephen Colbert has made an estimated 121 TV appearances since March. Cohen is being investigated for paying hush money to Daniels about her alleged affair with Mr. Trump 12 years ago. Steve?
Well, correspondent Omar Villafranca is in southwestern Colorado with the latest on wildfires that have thousands out of their homes.
Despite the efforts of more than 1,000 firefighters, officials say they have no idea when they'll get the larger fire, called the 416, under control.
They're working in really, really extreme, complex terrain. Hot, dry, windy, with the carts, you know, stacked against them.
More than 2,000 homes have been evacuated since this fire began on June 1st. Hundreds of people were allowed back. But some say the threat of thunderstorms this weekend is causing them to stay away.
The CDC is investigating a salmonella outbreak linked to a breakfast cereal.
Kellogg's Honey Smack.
Kellogg's announcing a recall of Honey Smacks. 73 people have gotten sick in 31 states. In Washington, politicians traded in suits and ties for baseball uniforms. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise got the biggest cheers at last night's congressional baseball game. A year ago, he was fighting for his life after a shooting. U.S. investigators have returned a rare copy of a letter written by Christopher Columbus to the Vatican Library. It was stolen and replaced with a forgery. An unwitting collector bought it 14 years ago. It's getting down to the last straw for the plastic straw. A big fast food chain's taking some new steps.
McDonald's in Britain and Ireland has joined the war against plastic pollution. From September, the fast food giant will replace plastic straws with paper ones. It uses nearly 2 million straws a day in the UK alone. McDonald's says it's responding to customer demands. It will also replace plastic straws in selected outlets in the US, France, and Norway to see how the move goes down before deciding on a global ban. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
We'll talk to most any doctor. They'll tell you it's smart to eat a Mediterranean diet. Fruits, vegetables, olive oil, and nuts are key to cutting heart attack and stroke risk. It's based on a 2013 study. Authors of it now say they did some things wrong and have published a reanalysis. Despite the problems, they say the thrust of it remains the same. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.